Time to recap McCook's School Board of Education meeting from last night. Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. How you doing?
Doing very well, Rich. Thank you.
Just made the announcement, of course. McCook Public Schools is going to be dismissing at 1:30. You're kind of looking ahead a little bit with what could be this afternoon and tonight.
Yeah, we're looking really at that bus dismissal time around 3:30. Our buses start going out into the countrysides, and our kids start driving home themselves, and that seems to be maybe the worst part of the day for us, and that sometimes that happens, and I don't know. You know, now that I made the call, it's going to be gorgeous at 3:30, so if you want to do some Frisbee golf, 3:30 would be probably a pretty good time to do it. But, you know, I just don't like doing that. Now, we do send a lot. Actually, McCook probably be okay, but we have some kids. We have a busload of kids that go out west, Culberton, and all the kids that travel that way. It's going to be a little worse over there, and they're getting the snow a little earlier. And so the goal really is just to get kids safely home before that weather event kicks in with those high winds and snow. And it's no fun being out there. And so if we have good weather this afternoon, that's better than having a bus in the ditch full of kids. And that's one of the things we try to avoid. So it's not an easy call, but you know what? Just trying to do what's best for keep everyone safe.
And that means, of course, the sporting events as well. McCook girls Cozad game will be postponed. Hopefully they'll have a chance to make that up.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of a unique night. It's just a girls' night game. The boys don't play tonight. It's kind of fun to have that game. And unfortunately, because of this, we won't be having that game tonight.
All right. We'll keep you posted as far as any other schools. There's another schools out west that are already canceled today. Yeah. We'll see if anybody east, once again, with that storm still brewing in the area. Let's get to the agenda for the McCook Public Schools meeting for the month of December. You're ready for Christmas vacation, aren't you?
I guess we have to have one. No, I'm ready definitely for Christmas Day off. I love to spend time with family and Christmas Eve at church. That's always awesome. And just being with those ones you love. But the Christmas break is part of it. It's tradition. So we'll have one this year.
Otherwise, the kids probably would be back to school on the 26th, right?
Well, is that a Saturday? I don't know what day that
is. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. Well, that would be a good day to start the week.
I knew you were going to say that.
Now we got to have some time off for families to spend together, and that is a good time. So Christmas break is a good time of year, and I enjoy it. I know our kids do as well. So, and then we'll start up early on the 7th, 27th. No, I'm kidding.
The 27th.
We're not starting until January, after the new year.
There you go. Get about a week, week and a half or so of school off.
So I think I've found that if it's 12 days, with including weekends, people don't complain as much. It's not too short. It's not too long. So that's kind of the sweet spot I've discovered. And so I try to shoot for that 12-day mark.
There you go.
Can't always make it, but that's what I shoot for.
All right. Last night's meeting. We'll start first on reports, communications, public participation.
Yeah, we did have some communications last night. No public participation, but we did have our student board member, Stephanie. Steph talked to the board about a pep rally at the high school. We're having a pep rally for winter sports starting. That's always kind of an exciting time. It's not necessarily for a specific activity or a sporting sports team. It's just for the school as we start our winter season. Miss Rodewald talked about that. She also talked about the one act how they performed for the school and how they did an amazing job. And I was actually able to go to the district one act competition in Sydney. And boy, I tell you what, I was really, really, I meant to go to the one at the high school also, but I got caught in a meeting with W Design and got out a little bit late. So I only got to see the last 12, 15 minutes of it. And when you come in the middle, you don't know what's going on. So I got to see the whole event in Sydney, and that was great. And they did an amazing performance. It's really a neat story. The Old Man and the Old Moon. It's a pretty cool story. And unfortunately, they're done performing, but that was a neat event. She also talked about FFA went to a district leadership event, and they're taking two of their teams, leadership team and conduct of chapter team, to state this year, and that's really exciting for our kids. And just a lot of activities coming up or taking place this time of year. Oh, and one other thing is our jazz band is going on a tour around the community to play for patrons. I believe they're at Central Elementary School tomorrow, and that'll be really neat. So jazz band out and about. I was in jazz band when I was in high school, and I loved to do gigs. We called them gigs, and so that's always fun. Fun to perform, and we did it at free of cost. It was just fun to perform for everyone in the community. And then we had a presentation after student board member presentation. We had Circle of Friends, and we had a staff member, Jennifer Juniman, and an ESU staff member who we contract with out of the Educational Service Unit in Trenton, Courtney Crocker. And Jennifer Juniman is a speech-language pathologist, and Courtney Crocker is an assistant speech-language pathologist. And they head up, along with other staff across the district, a group called Circle of Friends. And this is a really neat program we started in 2011. Where kids from all kinds of kids can come and spend time together, and the focus of the group, you know, is during lunch times and things like that during the day. They can come, play games together, they work on building social skills, they work on collaboration skills, they learn on friendship development, how to get to, you know, questions to ask, to get to know other people. They play games. It's a very interactive group. They also talk about, you know, how to handle stress, how to handle, how to turn negative situations into positive situations. So it's a really neat group of kids that kind of get together under these under our staff's leadership and just work on these skill sets and help develop these skill sets so our kids have, you know, we're really talking about manners and how to interact and say please and thank you, and also how to be a good friend and how to demonstrate how you care for people. I probably could use some of these class some of this myself. So really neat group, and really appreciate those staff members involved with that. And we had two students there last night that talked a little bit about their experiences, a couple of our peer mentors. Aiden Renner, and she did an amazing job talking about, you know, her favorite thing of the group was they like to play games and meet different people, and they did an escape room where they have to collaborate and work together. And then Titus Donnellan was there as well and talked about, you know, they do a big party and celebration at the end of every year with pizza and all that stuff, and so he really enjoyed that as well and just enjoyed the activities during the course of the year. So that was a Circle of Friends presentation. It went very well. Followed that up with a negotiations committee shared last night. We're in the negotiations process, and later on in the agenda, we're going to talk about the proposed negotiation that was approved. Teresa Thomas just talked about how that process went, talked about, you know, where we fit in the array. And the array really determines where our settlement's going to be at. Talked about some of the areas that we're going to enhance, like we're going to increase compensation for ticket takers and line judges. It's just so hard to find people who want to, you know, work 8 hours for, you know, $15. Nobody really wants to do that. So we had to talk about upgrading our pay for those types of jobs so it's easier to get people to volunteer for those. You know, we really request all of our staff across the district to do at least two per semester, if not three, events as a ticket taker, line judge, or timer, or clock operator, or something along those lines. And so want to compensate them well. And also we had a position where Ben Vitrosky does a lot of the streaming video. That was probably well undercompensated for 157 matches or something he went to, or games or events. And so we wanted to make sure that compensation matched the amount of work and time and effort he's put into it. So those are some changes in negotiations. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the agenda. And then I have my report. We had some board comments. Let me go to that first, and then I'll go to my report. We have a couple of board members that are going to be stepping down from the Board of Education because they didn't run again for their roles, and that's Loretta Hawkswell and Dennis Berry. Loretta wanted to thank the board, feels blessed to have served as many kids as she's had, working with the different work with all the kids over the tenure of her time. She was in it for 10 years. Feels very blessed to have served our kids in that capacity, and really enjoyed working with administrators across the district. We do have a group of building level leaders and area leaders that really care and love kids and really are in it for that purpose. And so she really wanted to make a comment about that. Dennis wanted to thank the board for moving forward with the junior high project. And, you know, we're looking at upgrading that facility. You know, he used to be the principal in that building years ago. So he knows even back then that we had some serious issues that needed to be addressed. And he just wanted to encourage them that the bond can the incoming, if there is an incoming bond, which I guess I'm projecting at this point in time, to maybe piggyback that on the elementary bond as that elementary bond goes away, bring in that junior high bond, and then that way the bond increase won't be so substantial to the community. And just wanted to encourage him to move forward on that project and thank the board for his time on the board and working with everybody and in the administration as well and the teachers and all the work. He knows how hard those teachers work. Teresa talked about that we need to have a meetings facilities meeting, which is going to come up in January. We'll probably sit down at facilities committee and W Design to talk about the latest designs on the junior high project. And Brad wanted to, at that point during board comments, thank the Loretta and Dennis for their time and energies on the Board of Education.
Those, Dennis and Loretta, talk about two people. They all care. Your board all Absolutely. Cares, but those two especially. My gosh, oh, yeah.
Definitely dedicated to kids in both their careers and in their philanthropic lives outside of school. Their activities and their associations always have to do with building up community and building up youth. And so really appreciate both of them and the time and energies and efforts they put into it. My report, I want to really focus on, I wanted to start with NSCAS assessments last week or the week before, I can't remember, but our state assessments data was released, and I wanted to give a report to the board. The state assessment results have come out of the Nebraska Department of Education, and although I wanted to tell the board, although we're waiting for some demographic data still to be released in the area of mathematics, the assessment scores from the NSCAS assessment taken during the spring of 2022 looked really, really good for McCook, and our students did very, very well. MPS students outperformed the state of Nebraska in all three assessed content areas, and that's English language arts, mathematics, and science. And English language arts is reading and writing. However, we have, even though we did really well, we outperformed the state, we still identify areas of weakness or that we perceive as weakness that we want to improve. And every area we want to really, really, I guess, perform at a high level. And some areas don't perform as highly as we would like to see them perform or at a level that we think we are capable of. And so we want to make sure that we're really raising the bar across the board and then focusing on those areas that we perceive as underperforming. Also talked about our ACT scores last night. That, again, was released as well with the NSCAS assessment scores from the State Department of Education. Those scores showed a little bit of a drop in performance from previous years, but it wasn't a statistically significant drop in performance. One of the things that I wanted to share with the Board of Education is the ACT scores across the state dropped. Our ACT scores still continue to be higher than the state ACT scores by, I think it's around a full point or more. But one of the things I brought up with them is the NAEP assessment. And the NAEP is the National Assessment of Educational Progress. And what that assessment does is it's been given for decades. We've been given it since the 70s. I believe it started in the 70s, maybe it was in the 60s. And over the course of time, the NAEP has shown that students across the nation have actually improved steadily, slowly, but steadily over the decades, to our highest scores being the most recent score assessments given to our students. That was prior pandemic. And so after the pandemic, we saw our scores drop back to early 1990s levels. So a lot of people are concerned the gains that we've seen in the last two or three decades have kind of vanished because of that break and students being in the classrooms and those types of things, school closures. Every year we don't get the assessment scores for individual school districts, but McCook Junior High and McCook Central Elementary School are always part of that, almost always. It's supposed to be random, but it seems we do it every year. Mm-hmm. And we're part of that report. And again, these drops really are part of the problem with closing schools down for any significant period of time. And so the longer kids are out of school, the more that negatively impacts their performance. So I talked about that. And now we have to work really hard across the nation to make sure that those scores go back up. So we talk about loss of learning. And so we have extended day, we've added the extended day program at McCook Elementary School. And we've actually enhanced our summer school programming, all in an effort to really try to recapture those lost years, or not lost years, but lost weeks and months that we lost that quarter of school we lost in 2020, and then from all the isolations and illnesses that occurred. We did have kids that got profoundly sick, and some of them a couple times with COVID, missed a lot of school. So that all impacts student learning, so we're trying to catch up and make up for that, and we will. It's just going to take some time. And so not to be concerned about low scores, but we did actually do quite well. I'm very pleased with our scores. Did also tell the board last night that I'll give a full report to the board probably in February when I do the annual report on the school district. We'll really get into the demographic data on that so we can really look at group scores, subgroup scores. I enjoy doing that, and by that time we'll really understand what happened with McCook Public Schools and why we performed so well, and then in an area here or there, what we need to do differently in the future. I also talked about teacher evaluations. We're going to have all our probationary teacher evaluations completed by the end of this week. And so we just have, I think, two left across the district. So that'll be wrapped up before the end of the first semester without any problem. I also talked about we have a district professional development goal coming up for our staff in the second semester of the school year. At the beginning of the year, we did bring in a trainer from Corwin that focused on teacher clarity. The administrative team and myself have been studying a book called The Teacher Clarity Playbook, which also includes PLCs, which is professional learning communities, and we're going to really we're almost finished with that study. Once we're done, starting second semester, we'll start leading our staffs through that study, and then once we complete that, we're going to take a really, really close look based off, you know, some of that, those skills garnered and developed. We're going to go and then take a really close look at our curriculum. We have a good curriculum, but it's time to take another really close look at our curriculum. And we're also going to take a look at our CRTs, which are criterion reference tests. That's what our CRTs are. So we're going to really take a close look at those criterion reference tests, make sure that they're adequate and they really are doing a good job of giving our teachers valid and reliable information concerning our students' level of mastery on our locally developed curriculum. And so it's a really important process, that portion of the process where we redo our curriculum and redo our criterion reference tests, probably going to be a 2.5-3 year process. And I wanted the board to be aware that we're getting closer to delving into that that heavy duty work. And then I also talked a little bit about the junior high building project. Had an opportunity to meet again with W Design Associates, with Mr. Gross and Mr. Lyons. It was a very good conversation. As I reported previously, it looks like the junior high facility really is not not a lot of that building, or most of that building, is really not salvageable for long-term use. And so whatever we do with the junior high, we want to make sure that it's going to be usable for decades to come. And so we're really looking at a project at this point based off those engineering assessments of mostly a new build, not a total new build, but the majority of the building is going to be a new build. And we are working through some of the details, wanting to get it. During this conversation, we were able to point out some issues with flow and classroom placement and the number of classrooms and those types of things. Now, after this, since we've met, we need to get the facilities committee and other board committees to meet with W Design for more input. And then we also need to bring the staff back in, allow them to take a look at it for more input. And then once we get through that process, then we're going to have to get input from community members. So we're going to have some community meetings where we present a design so we can get input from the community as well. And one of the things I wanted to prepare the board for is through each of these presentations to different groups, we have to be prepared for changes to the design. The design has to change to meet the expectations of our patrons, has to meet the expectations of our staff and our kids and our leadership. So it's going to be a long process, but it's going to be a good process. And at the end of the day, we should have a pretty good design to put forth before the people. And this is obviously down the road still, but before we talk about bonds, you know, we have a good design to show folks this is what we really want to do in McCook. And it is going to affect high school classrooms. You know, our junior high hosts quite a few high school classrooms, and maybe one or two will be moved over to this new facility. So it's going to be mostly a junior high project, but it's going to include a sizable portion of the high school as well. And that, that is my report. That's it.
Go back to negotiations committee. Did you touch on that?
I did touch on negotiations. Well, we can talk about a little bit more when we get to that action item down below.
Okay. We are at business manager comments now.
Yes, lots of. Let me pull up my meeting minutes here. We have our percent. Okay, we are just one of the things that we talked about last night, or Jeff presented, was that our budget talked about percentages, where we are in the year and where we are with our expenditures. One of the things he did comment on that I think we need to pay attention to is that our expense percentages are higher than they have been in previous years. And when we take a closer look at that, we really can see that energy costs have really impacted our overall budget. The inflation that is impacting homes across the community are actually we can see in our with our numbers and our graphs that those are impacting the school as well. So as prices go up, everything gets expensive and it just costs more. We're waiting on heat exchange unit for the junior high heating system. We had a part of the junior high heating system sprung a leak, so to speak, and so waiting on that heat exchange unit. And you know, it used to be that this would be, you know, I'm talking about 5 years ago, you'd order one of these, you get it in a couple weeks, and now we're waiting months. And so we're able to heat the junior high. It's not in a very efficient process at this point in time, but once that new unit's in, it should run a lot smoother and a lot more efficiently. He talked a little bit about the tennis and restroom concession building between the track and the tennis courts. That's something that's also an action item, and we can talk about that a little bit later. Talked about Central Elementary roof is a project we're looking at for going through a bid process for this summer, and we are still doing all kinds of audits. We have we received ESSER dollars for like our extended help fund our extended day program, help put in the HVAC unit at the junior high, and so now with that you have audits that come with them. So we get to go through federal audits, and Jeff Gross really loves to do that though, so he gets excited when he. We all love to go through audits. And that is it from Business Manager.
Any of the board comments then?
I kind of covered. I okay. jumped around on you, Rich.
No problem.
Some of the board comments.
New business. Negotiate agreement with the McCook Education Association for next year.
Yeah, and so this is that negotiations piece. It was 3.9%. That's a combination between the salary increase, which I think was about $750 on base, and then the health insurance package. And so that increase plus the increase in the health insurance was 3.9%. And so that was discussed along with those other elements of the increased pay for ticket takers, those types of individuals, and a couple of sponsor areas receiving changes. Like I think we brought our dance up dance sponsor pay up to be equal with cheerleader sponsor pay. And so you're kind of like, why wasn't that equal to begin with? But it wasn't, and so we've kind of got those equalized. And that was approved by the board last night.
Are we the positive comments
over it? No, I'm looking at my agenda here. Let me. Next was we did have it actually took official action last night to approve the financial report or audit from our CPAs. Now, this financial report is the audit that's done annually by CPAs. So you have a team of 3 to 5 CPAs come in, spend 3 days with your business and bookkeeper staff and they just go through everything. And so that report came back last, we got it in November or late October. Board members were presented the audit in November, and so had a chance to look through that, and that was approved last night as our audit. And then after that, we had the board to grant authority to the superintendent and the business manager to general manage the construction of a new restroom concessions and storage building between the high school tennis courts and track, and to allow the use of special building fund dollars for construction costs not to exceed $450,000. Any additional funds are necessary for the construction of the building. The Board of Education will have to meet and vote to approve any expenses over the initial $450,000. Now, one of the things I like to talk about when I talk about these types of projects is special building is actually part of what we levy for. And so when those pennies are asked for, we have already identified a project. So this $450,000, actually we have a little bit more saved for this project, but we actually plan and budget for it years ago and then collect money until we have enough to pay for the project, and now we have enough money to pay for that project. And so that'll be moving forward. This is the same project. No one had submitted bids by the bid deadline, and so I have had a couple bids come in since, but at this point I think we're moving forward with us just general managing it. Might take a little longer, but the ultimate goal here with Jeff and I managing the construction is hopefully we can organize this in a way that it costs the district less money. Some of the bids that we did receive later on I'm sure they're fair bids, but we just feel like maybe we can, you know, we'll find out, right? But maybe we can save some money here and do this a little bit less expensive. And so that's where our hope is. And so we're working on that through probably starting, most of this project will probably start in early June. And the finish deadline, since we're running it, we don't know at this point, but hopefully before track season next year.
Right. Try to, if at all possible, get it done in the summertime.
Yeah. If we could, it's just, this is new to us. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have those restrooms open for the tennis folks. It'd be great if we could do it by fall. That's an ambitious goal. And if we can get it done, we're going to do it. But we're going to have to see how things play out with this. We have to hire our own contractors. So we have to plumbers, electricians, contract mm-hmm. workers, someone to build the building. And then we're going to put some of our own labor into it as well. And so hopefully through all this, we get it done in time for boys tennis, and certainly hopefully before girls tennis.
All right. Positive comments?
Yeah, we can go to positive comments. Start off, Loretta, wanted to thank the band. She loves music, and the band was collecting food for the food pantry, and she loves it when we support our community, and we are philanthropic in our efforts. And so I just wanted to recognize the band for going out and doing good things for our community and also being so dedicated to producing music and learning an instrument. Dennis, wanted to just talked about how successful MPS has been over the years and all forms, from academics, obviously. We talked about that earlier, and he mentioned that. And he also talked about in extracurricular activities, our activities and our sports and our academics. We've always done a very good job, and we perform very, very well across across the state. We have a very good reputation. And that's because our community cares so much about the work that we do here. That's because our teachers care so much, and that's because of the board cares, and the board members care about having an excellent school system. And so he wanted to comment, this was his last board meeting as an official board member, and he just wanted to comment on that. And he really knows that our staff cares about our kids and community, and he's really proud of the relationships that our staff and our kids have developed over the years, and that's critical, he said, to success. Teresa wanted to talk about the kids, our football team, when they went to Adams Central. This is the game we played at their site. She heard a comment from their chain gang. One of the members of their chain gang at the state school board conference was there and said, your kids just did an outstanding job. They're very respectful. They're good kids. Just one of the best behaved groups that chain gang gets to know all the teams, right? Because you're down there with every team that visits. And so I said, he went out of his way to find her and tell her your kids were exceptional in their behavior. And our group of seniors, excellent group of seniors. They are fine young men and good leaders. And so I'm not surprised by that at all. Tom wanted to thank Loretta and Dennis for being part of our Board of Education, and then he wanted them to be assured that they're going to be sorely missed. Mike also wanted to thank Loretta and Dennis, and because of the high-quality work that they've accomplished for our community, commented on just the work that the district does and how it's just a positive place for our kids to be, and he was very happy that our academics is so strong. Jeff wanted to give a shout out to the Wellness Committee. The Wellness Committee meets on a regular basis. They met 3 weeks ago and are working hard to get staff to take care of themselves, both physically and mentally. And they're doing really neat activities in the school district. They're really focused on, uplifting morale and those types of things. And he just said they just do an amazing job, which they do. Brad wanted to thank Dennis and Loretta for the work they have done. Thank the negotiations committee for the work they've done. It's not easy, and they did a fantastic job. And Samantha wanted to thank the band and food pantry. She also talked about the winter concert. We'll have a free will donation being collected. So that's coming up. And so I think it's on the 17th.
They're doing it this week.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing the band. They're just doing it all this week.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about their donation stuff.
The food pantry. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, that and the performance is coming up. I believe it's Monday the 19th.
My bad. I'm sorry.
So that's not a problem. I was talking about both. And so They do a great job. And then also wanted to thank Mr. Brad Riemenschneider for helping out, coming in with FFA and working with the kids and teaching them and just really being supportive of that group. And just the, and not just and there's Brad, but there's a lot of community members that do that. She commented on, really appreciated. FFA wouldn't be as successful as it is without community member involvement. And then I wanted to thank the Circle of Friends staff across the district and the kids that are involved with that. I think that they do an amazing job, and I really appreciate it. I remember John Hansen brought that idea to me in 2011, and I'm really appreciative that John said, hey, this would be a good thing for our kids, and I appreciate John's willingness to make a difference for our kids in that way, and the admin team for supporting it. It took the, you know, you have to get support from administrators for kids out of class and those types of things. So really appreciate our school system and our staff and our leaders and our kids for being engaged in that activity.
Then after positive comments, an executive session to discuss negotiations with the local teachers association. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we didn't actually, I always put that on there just in case somebody wants to go into executive session before we make a decision. But since the action item was approved during the meeting, there was no need to go into executive session. So we did not go into executive session.
A lot on your plate for December meeting, wasn't it?
It was a busy meeting, but that's good. It's good to be busy.
Exactly right. Next school board meeting will be coming up when? January?
January 9th.
January 9th.
Yep.
We're into 2023.
That's right. It will be a new year.
There you go.
Not a new school year, but a new year.
McCook Public Schools once again dismissing at 1:30 today.
That's right.
Yep. No McCook Cozad basketball game tonight, and we'll see what Mother Nature brings us this afternoon.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard with the latest on McCook School Board.